Hello, this is Kathy Hart, host of the Health First Radio Show. Today we have some fun and fascinating guests on. In the first half, we have Dr. Roberto Tostado, and he is the author of WTF is Wrong with Our Health, and that stands for What the Food is Wrong with Our Health. And then in the second half, we have Holistic Craze with Crystals, and holistic nurse Jennifer Mercenell will be talking. But first, here's Alan with the Health First News.
Shoot 'em up video games might be making your children far too comfortable with how they approach and handle real-life firearms, a new study argues. Kids who played a version of Minecraft featuring guns were much more likely to handle a happened-upon but unloaded firearm than kids whose Minecraft game featured swords or no weapons at all, researchers found. Worse, those kids were also more likely to point the gun at themselves or a playmate and pull the trigger, said lead researcher Brad Bushman, chair of mass communication at Ohio State University. This is not a game that is bloody or gory, Bushman said of Minecraft, so you have to wonder how more realistic shooting games would affect children's perceptions regarding the safety of firearms. The new study was published May 31st in the journal JAMA Network Open. Reading the notes your doctor takes during your visit appears to be good medicine. An online survey of 20,000 adults treated three U.S. health systems that have made clinical notes available to patients for several years finds that those who actually read them may be more likely to take medications as prescribed. Patients listed several benefits of reading the notes. 64% said doing so helped them understand why a medication was prescribed. 62% felt more in control of their medications. 57% said the notes answered questions about medications. And 61% felt more comfortable with their prescriptions. 14% of patients at two of the health systems, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston and Geisinger in rural Pennsylvania, said they were more likely to take their medications as prescribed after reading doctors' notes, the study found. The study was published May 28th in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Heart failure is a common ailment afflicting older Americans, and many take drugs called diuretics to rid the body of excess fluid buildup that can impede breathing. Now, a team of Brazilian researchers say that in some cases, it's safe for patients with stable heart failure to stop taking diuretic drugs. Study principal investigator Dr. Louis Rode said patients don't like using diuretics because they feel they have to stay at home to use the bathroom and they get cramps. He is with the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul in Porto Alegre, Brazil. He said patients would welcome being able to stop this medication, and the new study suggests it can often be done safely. The findings were reported last week at a meeting of the European Society of Cardiology in Athens, Greece. From cappuccinos to cold brew, coffee is a morning must for many Americans, but is it healthy, and how much is too much? A University of South Australia study suggests a couple of cups to start your day probably won't hurt and may even be good for you. But drinking six or more cups of coffee a day can increase your risk of heart disease by up to 22%, the researchers found. Heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide, and that's why Alina Hypanen and Ang Zhou of the Australian Centre for Precision Health in Adelaide set out to discover the point when too much caffeine causes high blood pressure, a key heart disease risk factor. The tipping point? 6 8-ounce cups, each containing 75 milligrams of caffeine. The study was published recently in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
Dr. Tostado has been practicing medicine for over 26 years and is board certified in regenerative and anti-aging medicine. He is a fellow of nutritional and digestive medicine from the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, dedicating his practice exclusively to preventive and regenerative medicine. He is one of a new breed of doctors pioneering an integrative approach to wellness. Dr. Tostado inspires his patients with the simple, powerful idea that good food is medicine. He enables his patients to experience newfound vitality at any age. He received his degree from Columbia University, the University of Michigan Medical School, and USC Medical Residency at the California Medical Center in Los Angeles. He also founded the iBody Wellness Center in San Marino, California. So you've really been busy getting people well, Roberto.
Yes, and thank you for having me. Yes, this is my mission, to help people understand that they could heal themselves through their food choices on a daily basis, and it doesn't have to be running to the doctor's office, because my true belief is that health begins in the kitchen, not in the clinic.
And why did you leave family practice to go into regenerative medicine?
Well, that really was my whole transformation and turning point in my life, where going to medical school, we didn't learn nutrition, and we had 2 years of pharmacology, which tells you basically the foundation of our medical system. And so going through the rigors of residency, we get formally educated in more pharmaceutical medicine. And then doing 10 years of traditional medicine and family practice at an HMO, I realized over time that my medical degree, MD, really stood for managed disease. And it's not so much that I'm anti-doctor or anti-medicine, but the reality is that we do manage disease. And so if someone has diabetes, for example, you know, we're going to give them the necessary medication and then probably give them something for cholesterol and probably give them something for blood pressure and so on and so forth for the rest of their life. And so I thought I was a really good doctor doing all these things until I realized, wait a minute, all I'm doing is giving people more and more and more medication year after year after year after year. I thought I was going to be healing people. And so I took a step back from this because I truly had this crisis with my conscience. And I thought, I need to do something differently because I don't feel like I'm healing people. I'm just putting them on more and more drugs. And so this is when I realized not learning nutrition in medical school was the massive gap that was in our education, a big blind spot, so to speak. And this is why I decided to then pursue nutrition and help people reverse their disease, including things like obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, basically all the modern day diseases that are metabolic diseases. And that's what I do now day to day, is help people understand through food, they can start eliminating medication and start living a lifestyle that they want to. It's not a specific diet, because I'm against diets. It's really about choosing the foods that are cross-cultural, that you are comfortable with, but that heal the body, versus processed foods that are truly causing all the modern-day diseases of today because they're filled with sugars and pesticides and herbicides. And so many people consume these things daily, not realizing that they're poisoning their bodies. And so that's the reason I left traditional medicine.
Okay.
Because in traditional medicine, yeah, we manage disease.
And how would you describe regenerative medicine?
So regenerative medicine is the simple concept of not accepting degeneration, breakdown, that getting old means being sick. But that's not even the case anymore. I'm seeing young people in their 30s and their 40s that, or even children in, you know, 10, 11 years of age that have obesity and diabetes. So regenerative medicine is to help people understand this whole concept of, with a basis of nutrition, that you can help stop degeneration in your body at whatever age, reverse disease, and live a life with energy and happiness. So, so it includes nutrition. It includes detoxification, cleaning up the liver with, you know, whole food and whole food supplements. It can include stem cell therapies, getting stem cells, either from your own fat cells or from cord blood for inflammation and, any inflammatory disease, really, arthritis, diabetes, to help reverse these diseases. So it's really using a lot of natural concepts to help the body heal and to help reverse disease.
And would you consider yourself a rebel now?
Well, it's kind of a funny story, but as I was going through my book process, which took 6 years, and I found this fantastic editor, when he read my manuscript, he said, "You're a rebel." And I started laughing, and I said, "Well, you know, if healing people and suggesting broccoli instead of giving this other medication yet again is being a rebel, I'll accept it, because it's all being a rebel with a good cause." And so I guess I am a rebel, considering.
That's a good thing. How do the MDs you used to work with feel about your new process? Are they interested?
There's some resistance, frankly, because, you know, it's really about your ego, and you get taught for all these years a certain way. And then basically what I'm saying is, well, we were taught a way, and that way is not necessarily the right way. And sometimes you do need surgery. Sometimes you do need an antibiotic or insulin. I understand that. But we don't need 80% of our population in America being obese, and it's becoming global. So obviously something's broken, and we don't just give medications over and over again. So these colleagues of mine are saying, "I think you're onto something, but I don't understand it." And I said, "I understand, because at one point I was ignorant also. I didn't understand nutrition because we're not taught this. I didn't understand detoxification or stem cells. So the whole point is, in a sense, I had to go back to school after school and understand these concepts to apply them to my patients as I applied them to myself, because I had weight issues. I had cholesterol issues when I was in traditional medicine. But when I started eating things that I enjoyed, from the fruits and the vegetables and the beans and the proteins that I enjoy, I started realizing that my body was getting healed without any particular diet restriction or any kind of exercise program. It was very natural. And that's the point I want to really make to any audience that I talk to or through my book, is that you incorporate a lifestyle based on the whole foods that you eat. It's not a specific diet. You don't have to be on Atkins or Paleolithic or vegetarian necessarily. Those do work, but my point is, make it so that it's natural to you, and have the occasional donut, have the occasional beer, so it feels natural and not robotic. And so in the book, I impress upon this point in very specific details of the foods that you can incorporate and the spices and the herbs that are anti-inflammatory, because in essence, all diseases are inflammatory. And too many people eat pro-inflammatory foods, whether that be all the vegetable oils or things like too much beef or too much chicken or too much pork, which all cause inflammation. Not enough people eat fish, which are anti-inflammatory, or things like almonds and walnuts and olive oil, which are anti-inflammatory. So I talk about all this in the book so that people could look at it as a practical guide to healing their bodies in a very practical, sensible way without thinking they have to go on a crazy program, because they don't.
And where do the beer and donuts come in then?
Well, the whole donut notion is because I used to be a donutaholic. That's when I had my weight issues. Mm-hmm. And so, and my point is, everybody's a carboholic until proven otherwise. And carboholic meaning like a sugaraholic, because sugar is a very powerful chemical. You call it an addiction, because sugar is put in so many processed foods, beverages, fast foods. Sugar is very addicting in the brain. So people will always go to these foods thinking that it's giving them energy. But the reality is, it's a cheap form of fuel, which is very harmful to the body, because sugar feeds cancer cells. Sugar causes obesity. And the point is that it's very pro-inflammatory. And because people are so addicted to foods with sugars, whether it be bread or pastas or ramen or desserts, whatever the case might be, in particular energy drinks, you continue in this vicious cycle of always consuming these sugar-based foods. And what I'm telling people is, learn to incorporate more whole foods that you enjoy, the fruits that you like, the vegetables that you hate the least. Because I meet so many people that don't like vegetables. Mm-hmm. I ask them, well, the ones you hate the least are the ones you should eat, and the proteins that you want to. And then this way, they realize that they are tailoring their own lifestyle, how they enjoy, versus being forced fed, you know, these particular programs.
Absolutely. Roberto, we're going to have to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about healthy diets for increasing your health using food for medicine.